Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Wendy and Krista. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Shermin. This is Wendy. Glad to be with you today.
And this is Krista. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
We are delighted today to have Gretchen Heido as a guest on our show today. Gretchen is considered by many to be one of Los Angeles' top coaches. She is a certified professional coach specializing in business, life, executive productivity, and relationship coaching. She's also a keynote speaker, a nationally syndicated advice columnist, and a thought leader.
Gretchen helps people from all walks of life ready to make significant and substantial changes. Through her insight and ability to ask challenging questions, coupled with a defined process and purpose, she's able to uncover a clear path to achieving the kind of goals that result in a better everyday experience overall.
Gretchen has spent the past 10 years working hands-on with individual clients, name brands, and notable companies, providing entrepreneurial tools, public relations acumen, and real-world practical advice to produce unprecedented results. Today, we'll be talking with Gretchen about women and the secrets that we all keep. The title of our show today is Shine Your Ugly, Breaking Free from Secrets. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Gretchen. We are so glad you could join us on our show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here with all of you on this lovely day.
That's great.
I can't wait.
So let's get started. We have a lot of questions for you today. Just to start off with, what does shining your ugly mean? Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh, 100%. You know, shining your ugly is all about putting the light on those things that as women we've been conditioned to hide. You know, for so long we've been taught that we need to keep those vulnerable pieces of us separate, the pieces that maybe we're ashamed about, the things we've done or said that we think if anybody knew, they wouldn't like us, they wouldn't hire us, they wouldn't have relationships with us. But truly what I have found is that that's not true. And what happens for women is that when one woman shines her ugly and shows and shares what it is that she's done with somebody else, the world opens up. And that piece that becomes who's going to let me instead becomes who's going to stop me. And women link arms and they tend to pull each other up from where they've been to take them to where they want to go. Shining your ugly has a lot of power. And it helps to create vulnerability, authenticity, and it helps women to break free from their shame. So
yeah,
a lot of stuff is all in that.
that's very interesting, very and very true. Oftentimes when you when you tell your secrets, you'll find that a lot of people share similar experiences, and it brings you much closer to the people that you're sharing with. That's very, very true. Shimin, I think you have the next question.
Yeah, so Gretchen, I was wondering, you know, how you would define a secret. You know, talk to us a little bit about that, because I think different women think about it potentially differently, and just kind of wondering what your take on that is. What is a secret?
Yeah, great question. You know, when I was doing a lot of research on this topic, I actually went to my old friend, the Webster's Dictionary, to find out what mm-hmm. they said a secret was. And here's their definition. It's something that is kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen by others, which I think is very true. Secrets are those pieces that we don't want others to see. But I went on to look at what the Urban Dictionary says a secret is, and this is what I got there. It's information that you tell someone when you want it to become public knowledge by morning, something you're not supposed to tell anyone, but somehow it gets out into the world regardless of who told, or my personal favorite, no secret is really a secret. You know, a lot of times, too, I think it's just so interesting that if you look at secrets are kind of like clothes that we cover up different pieces of our body that we don't want others to see. I kind of think of secrets like that, too. We're covering up pieces of ourselves that we don't want others to see.
Mm-hmm. That's a good analogy. I like that. So Webster's is saying, you know, stuff that's not supposed to be out there. And then the Urban Dictionary says, it's info that people will know.
Exactly, exactly. No secrets.
I like
all
that.
Out there anyway.
Yes. That's so funny that they basically say almost the opposite. So I'm gonna start consulting the Urban Dictionary. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Some of those key definitions that they have are actually pretty surprising. You know, it went on to say that that a secret can also be a mystery, an enigma, a riddle, a surprise, or a skeleton in the closet. And that cracked me up because mm-hmm. how many times have you been really surprised by your secret? Surprise, here it is, you know. And so I thought that was pretty good as well.
Very good. They're looking at it from a way wider perspective. That's I like that. Yep. So,
yes.
Wendy, let's bring Wendy into the conversation. You have a question.
Yeah, I was just wondering, why do you think people actually have secrets? Why do they keep them? Why are they not just out in the open all the time? People.
Great question. You know, even think of some of the secrets that you've kept. It's all the stuff that we don't want to lead with. And no matter what the secret is, the reasons that we keep them are usually the same. Sometimes it's because we're truly ashamed of what it is that we've done, or maybe we're being very loyal to somebody else and we don't want to reveal something that they have done to us or something that we've participated in with them because maybe it could get them into trouble.
All right.
We want to look good. You know, we really want to look good. We want to show up in the world and show the face is what I call it. And sometimes that face has a lot of secrets hidden beneath it. But we worry. We're in fear a lot of the time that if anyone found out about what we're hiding, that they'd pull away from us. Maybe they'd tell somebody else. A lot of times, too, we worry that we'd then be vulnerable. Our reputations would be at stake. We'd be at the mercy of some criticism and judgment, and that scares us, and rightfully so. I can see how those things would be scary to people, and hey, we're no different from anybody else. I've been a secret keeper. I'm sure that on this call there's quite a few secrets that have been kept or things that people are working on, but the true reason that people keep secrets is for protection. At the end of the day, there's always something there that we think the secret is protecting us from or protecting somebody else from. So in some ways, it's almost the opposite of the negative in the fact that it's trying to help us.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah, when you were mentioning help someone else, but you could be keeping someone else's secret that they said, please don't tell anyone, that kind of
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting.
Yeah. That kind of thing and more. Even if you think about how sometimes we go along with something, we might have not been the ones that did it or said it, but we were there and we witnessed it. We keep those sorts of secrets too, and we do play a part in them, even if we weren't the one, you know, dealing the hand, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, I can see that, where you would go against someone's respect just to, if they said, don't say anything, but I want you to know this kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And those secrets can weigh on you as much as your own. You know, they really can weigh on your heart, weigh on your soul. And then what happens is it makes us, you know, kind of have a different attitude in life. Sometimes it makes us even physically ill from keeping the secrets.
Because of the stress, maybe, of the having the secret.
Yes.
Wow. Well, Sherman has the next question.
Actually, I think it's Krista.
Oh, yes. So, question.
Krista. Right.
That's okay, Wendy. when do people actually start keeping secrets? I would think that probably starts very early in life.
Oh, it does. You know, this is so intrinsic to who we are. Think about when you were a kid and maybe you were shoving too much Halloween candy into your mouth and your mom told you you could have one piece and you've eaten 10. And, you know, that's a secret and you're not going to tell her you've hidden the candy wrappers. Or one of your parents would yell upstairs, "What are you doing?" And you'd yell back, "Nothing," even though you just cut your sister's hair or whatever, written something on the wall, whatever you weren't supposed to be doing. So keeping secrets, it starts as, again, that form of protection, not wanting to be caught and wanting to preserve yourself from getting into any trouble. And you can even see this in two-year-olds, you know, that you ask them, "What are you doing?" And they want to hide in the corner or they go behind the couch so that you can't see them. So it really is part of the human condition, which I think is some of what makes this so fascinating, is that secrets are really intrinsic. And when you see that power of the protection that they are trying to do, it really is kind of this push and pull back and forth of keep a secret or stand in the light, which is better.
Right. So it is a form of definitely a way of protecting, especially for children, protecting themselves from the repercussions, from, I guess, the punishment from the parents.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have a perfect example. I have my grandchildren here over the days, and my little five-year-old granddaughter is not allowed to have candy. And I had some gummy bears in the house, and so she wanted to have a gummy bear. And I said to her, "Well, you know, your mommy doesn't want you to have it." And she said to me, "Oh, it's our secret."
Yeah.
5 years old. And so what am I going to do?
Oh, that's a tough position to be in. Grandma. Yeah, that's a tough position to be in. I've been there.
It starts with gummy bears, and then it's other things. You know, then we're older, we're in our teen years, and we're flirting with our best friend's boyfriend, but we don't want her to know, or whatever it might be, and they grow. You know, the secrets grow, and the depth that they play against who we are at our core grows, too. Gummy bears, one day, not such a big deal, but that seed about keeping it a secret from mommy, it already sets the way.
This is why I'm saying,
you know, we've been conditioned as women to do this from a very, very early age.
Right.
Yeah.
So true.
Amazing.
I was
thinking, you know, if also for, like, for instance, two-year-olds, you know, they may have an idea that something isn't quite kosher, they shouldn't be doing it, but they may not be sure. So that they also use it as testing boundaries, kind of? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think definitely so. That, you know, part of this, too, what I think is so interesting is we learn how to behave based on the reactions from our caregivers.
Others.
So the testing boundaries, 100%, we're always pushing towards them, and depending on the feedback we get, we will then adjust. But if it goes against mm-hmm. what we really want, we might hide it. You know, we might still do what we want to do, but adjust what we show. And so, again, it starts mm-hmm. young. The breeding of secrets starts, you know, in childhood, in those early developmental years. And a lot of times, mm-hmm. too, with our parents or caregivers, they will not withhold love, but they teach us how to behave. We're told we're good, we're bad. A nice girl does that. A polite girl acts this way. A good girl does this. And we can see mm-hmm. from the person's look on their face if we've hit the mark. So sometimes we pretend to be something that we're not just to hit the mark, and that's where we start keeping some of the secrets of who we really are, and those are secrets of self. You know, we pretend yeah. to think something to make the caregiver, the boyfriend, the boss, whoever happy, but we might not truly believe it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know, we are wanting beings, so especially little kids,
yes.
you know, when they don't really realize that you can't have everything that you want, that's, you know, they have to learn that way. So that means there are many different kinds of secrets. You know, we talked about protection and now, you know, the two-year-old. Can you elaborate a little on that? Are there other kinds of secrets that you work with?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. You know, I get the gamut of secrets with my clients that come to me. Some of them, the one that I think might be the most prevalent are those secrets of self. And that's, again, the thing that those are our private thoughts and what we a lot of times think of as our moral code. And so there was a lot that just went on with the recent election, and people kept secrets about what they really thought politically. Again, that would be considered a secret of self because there were a lot of judgments based on what others in the world thought too. And so when we're comparing ourselves to others, a lot of times we will keep things close to the chest so that we can feel a part of. And again, thinking if anyone really knew that I felt this way, they would think that I was bad. They would think I'm too conservative. They would think I'm too liberal. They would think X, Y, and Z, and we fill in the blanks. Some of the
yeah.
other secrets are, you know, the things we've done to others, you know, those things that we've done that we're ashamed of, that we don't want other people to know about. It's not what we lead with in our bios, that's for sure. It's the stuff
mm-hmm.
that we keep close to the chest. So maybe we really hurt somebody, you know, emotionally, and we told a lie about them in order to look good. We don't want other people to ever find out that that was a lie. You know, so there's those
mm-hmm.
kinds of secrets. And then there's the secrets
yeah.
about what people have done to us. And there's been a lot of damage done. You know, there are people who have been in victim positions. And so sometimes we don't want people to know about the abuse or whatever it might have been. But all of these secrets, again, are there for protection. But feed that piece that somehow we're not good enough as we are, because if we were, something would be taken away. So no matter the type of secret, at our core, because we are seeking human beings, we have fear.
Yeah. Yeah, I that's what I was thinking. You know, it's a lot about avoiding discomfort. Like you said, we're afraid something's going to be taken away and that we're going to be really
mm-hmm.
uncomfortable. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Wendy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just what we were touching on a little while ago about it must cause some kind of stress to your body to have to, you know, keeping secrets. It's like something that that other people don't know, and it's not a good thing. And so it must cause some kind of something with your body, consequences with your body, I'm sure. What kinds of things could happen to someone as far as their body is concerned if they're keeping secrets?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's interesting that the secrets we keep, they manifest on the outside. And so when you notice someone who's very anxious, it's sometimes because of the secrets that they're keeping about themselves or others. Sleeplessness, you know, insomniacs, they have a very hard time sometimes because of secrets. Depression, you'll notice people who are severely depressed or low-grade depression, that feeling of not being good enough, you know, that's a huge one that it causes in people. People with stomach issues, you know, they They carry their stress in their stomach. Sometimes that's from secrets. Heart attacks, stress, stroke, those can be linked to keeping secrets. So all of that is one of the things that can really happen. And then that shame that sits in the seat of your soul can cause disastrous effects on your body and on your psyche as well. So really, when we tell our secrets, we are letting go of these things that have been manifested physically and emotionally.
Yeah, you could tell. I bet if somebody finally does come out with telling their secret, I'm sure it gives them a huge sense of relief, and their body responds to that too. So
yeah,
I can see how that would really be effective. So how would you, well, I'll have Krista ask the next question, but I'm sure it's the question that I would be asking you, but I'll let Krista ask it.
Okay, so Gretchen, what mechanisms do we have for telling our secrets in order to avoid these consequences of keeping them inside? If we don't have, for instance, a very close friend, what other mechanisms would there be?
Yeah, that's a great question, and this is one that many people struggle with, you know, and it's because sometimes we've kept the secrets for so long that they feel like the truth, and so we can get confused in our heads about, is it fiction or fact at this point? Is it true? And in some ways, we make it true by telling ourselves the secret over and over. So when I'm working with clients about their secrets, and I can tell that they're really suffering from a lot of shame, one of the things that we do first is help them to get in touch with it themselves. What's that piece, wherever it's manifesting? You know, for some people it comes out as anger, some depression, some anxiety. When we can get to the root cause of that, typically there's a secret. There's a message that they have been telling themselves over and over. So I like to help them debunk that, that, okay, I know that you think that if you told, you know, little Johnny this, that this is what would happen. Are you 100% true? Is that 100% true? So I help them to really evaluate the cost and the risk that it would be as far as the benefit could go as well of telling that secret. We give a lot of drama to the secret ourselves by rewriting what it is in our head and what people will do. So I really help people identify, too, are these feelings and fears, or is it a fact that this will happen? And most of the time, they cannot say with 100% certainty that that's a fact. So we start there with identifying it. For some people, they do a lot of journaling around it. And then some people, you know, they find someone that's trusted, whether it's a therapist or a coach, a good friend, a clergy member, a 12-step program, whatever that might be, and they give voice to it. And I always tell them, too, go ahead and start small. If you're that worried, you can take a baby step with one of those secrets, with one of the tentacles on the octopus, and see what happens there. And my clients have come back time and time again and have talked about how lifted they feel afterwards, how they were wrong, how they feel freer, how they haven't had a headache or a stomach ache since, how it wasn't as bad as they thought it would be, how they were met with such surprise in themselves by the other person giving them such empathy and warmth, you know, and that they're still standing, because we really feel sometimes that if we told these secrets, the world would stop on its axis, and that's just not the case. So those are some of the ways that I really try to work with my clients in getting them to be brave enough and courageous enough to at least tell the truth to themselves first, and then figure out the next safe person that they can tell.
That's very interesting. So yeah, I guess therapists and clergy have kind of served that role for many years already in the past. I would think that going to confession, like the Christian,
really
serves that role as well.
100%.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah, you know, and also even the journaling, even just the admitting it to yourself, because so often we're afraid to even admit it to ourselves. So even starting there can really help a person to break free from that shame.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's that's such good advice. All that you shared, Gretchen, about the journaling, about getting clear yourself first, and then finding somebody, maybe not directly the person who you're keeping secret from, but somebody else safe to talk to first, and then to go from there. That's very good advice. So, since we're getting close to the end, I just wanted to be sure that we got your contact information out there for people that would want to get more information, and get in touch with you and work with you. How can someone listening get more information about you, Gretchen?
Thank you for asking. They can visit my website, GretchenHydo.com. That's GretchenHydo.com. And they can get all the information there about working with me. They can also join my Shine on Purpose Facebook group. And for everyone out there today that's listening, I'm also offering a complimentary 30-minute session to help you figure out what your secret is. So that is something that I just like to do. It's my give back, and I'm happy to give that to everyone on the call today and anyone who listens to it later.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we will definitely share all that on our Facebook page. So since we're wrapping up, any parting words that you would like to share with our audience, Gretchen?
Yeah, here's the thing. We become as sick as our secrets. They say that a lot in 12-step work. And we can become free from those secrets too. And what I want to really, really impress upon listeners today is that shame that you feel from your secrets, you can break free of it, and there is hope on the other side, not just for you, but for the person that you share it with. Because when we link arms together and we stop feeling so unique and separate, we can become a part of the herd, and there is power being in the middle. Sharing your secrets will do that. It will help you live your authentic life, those things you've been struggling with and feeling like you can't do it. You can, and it's there. It's all in the telling. So find that safe place. Get in touch with it. Get the help that you need. And I really hope to hear from all of you who are listening today and to be one of those places that you feel like you can come to. And thank you, ladies, for having me on your show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much for being our guest today. We so enjoyed this conversation, and it's unfortunate we only have a half an hour. It goes by so fast, but we hope that you can come back with us and kind of continue this conversation another time.
100%, I would love that. I'm in the middle of finishing my book on this topic, and next time maybe I'll have some copies that I can give away to listeners.
Awesome.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to that. Thank you again, Gretchen,
yes.
And we'll speak soon.
You are welcome. Okay, have a good day, everybody. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, our audience, too, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at www.skiesthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows that you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that can make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, Gretchen. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.